It's not a competition. The title for day one of my Ramadan Daily Podcast is Choosing to Win. And winning often suggests that you're in competition with someone else, where one of you wins and the other will lose. But that's not what I mean. Instead, I'm talking about winning in a much more personal and spiritual sense. It's about overcoming the challenges and obstacles that we face in our daily lives, especially during Ramadan. Winning here means achieving personal growth, strengthening your faith, and getting closer to Allah. It's about winning against your own nafs, your desires, and the distractions that have often kept us from fully embracing the blessings of this holy month. So, when I say choosing to win, I'm encouraging us all to choose the path that leads to spiritual success, to be victorious in our journey of self-control, while acknowledging our many flaws and weaknesses, and an attempt to connect with our Creator. This is a kind of win where everyone can triumph without anyone losing, because it's about elevating ourselves and those around us, fostering a community of support, empathy, and love during Ramadan and beyond. So, this Ramadan, please know that you're not in competition against anyone else. Others may read the Quran better. They may frequent the mosque more often than you, or have more to give in charity than you ever could, or they simply appear more pious than you are. Please know that the only competition you have is against the person you were yesterday. So now that we've cleared that up, how do you see yourself at the end of this Ramadan? Better? Worse? Or pretty much more of the same? Most of us think we know what we want, but very few of us actually take a minute to think, to imagine, and envision how we would be like at the end of this month. Ramadan is a once-in-a-year affair. Muslims all over the world look forward to it. They miss the ambience, the atmosphere, seeing throngs of fellow Muslims filling up our local mosques. It's rejuvenating for our soul. But I do hear of some Muslims too who regret not taking full advantage of this bonus month that Allah has presented to us, often getting overwhelmed by the busyness and the responsibilities that life has to offer. And they end up feeling dejected and disappointed in themselves when Ramadan finally leaves. How I see it is that I think most of us allow Ramadan to come and go while we are in a state of unconsciousness. I don't mean that literally, but you lack the drive and tenacity to seize your Ramadan goals because you did not set your goals and intentions clearly. You are not choosing to win. What you have been choosing unconsciously instead was to simply go with the flow. And that's what has costed you and I time and time again. So, as we welcome the blessed month of Ramadan this year, recognize that it is a time of reflection, renewal, and devotion. We stand at the threshold of an unparalleled opportunity. This Ramadan, we should challenge ourselves to embark on a journey not just of fasting and prayer, but of intentional living and purposeful growth. Make a mindful decision to make this year different and better. What it really is about setting a resolution not just for Ramadan, but for life, a resolution to win. Our journey begins with the foundation of all actions in Islam, which is intentions. Our Prophet ﷺ taught us that all actions are judged by their intentions. So, let's set our intentions to not only fulfill our obligations, but to exceed them, to transform our inner selves, and to radiate positivity around us. Because choosing to win starts with the heart, with a sincere niyyah to make the most of this holy month in every aspect of our lives. So, my dear friends and listeners, here are three key areas that you may want to be more purposeful about in your life in this blessed month. Number one, being present in your ibadah. Ramadan offers countless moments for spiritual elevation, but they can only be seized by being fully present. So this year, choose to immerse yourself wholly in your prayers, in your recitations of the Quran, as well as while making your du'as. Let each moment of worship be an opportunity to disconnect from the distractions of the world and connect deeply with Allah. Feel each word you recite, understand its meanings, and let it resonate within your heart. Make a conscious decision to improve the quality of your overall ibadah and worship, not just increasing the quantity. Number two, to engage more with your family. In the hustle of daily life, our relationships often take a back seat. I know some of you feel bad about this, and you wish that this wasn't the case. So this Ramadan, choose to be more engaged with your family, your spouse, your parents, and your children. Share meals with them, prayers together, and reflections as a group. Use this time to strengthen bonds, to mend broken relationships, and to create lasting memories. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the importance of family ties. So let's use our time wisely to nurture these essential bonds. An engaged family unit not only supports each other's spiritual journey, but they also strengthen the community as a whole. And number three, to make better decisions at work and in business. Ramadan is not a pause from our professional lives. Rather, it's a time to bring our best selves to every endeavor, including our work and business dealings. Choose to be more intentional in your professional decisions. Approach your work with integrity and excellence. Let Ramadan inspire you to be a better leader, a better colleague, and entrepreneur. Every decision made with sincerity and ethical considerations is in itself an act of worship. So, being intentional is about mindfulness in our actions. It's about choosing quality over quantity, essence over form. It's making the conscious decision to do everything lillahi ta'ala, for Allah's sake, and seeking His pleasure in all that we do. Whether it's in worship, family engagement, or our professional lives, intentionality transforms routines into meaningful contributions. So, as a conclusion for today's podcast, I have a challenge for you. I read a quote recently that said, "The three C's of life are choices, chances, and changes. You must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change." I'll amend it a bit and instead say, you must choose to take a chance at winning, or your life will never change for the better. This Ramadan, my dear listeners, I challenge you to choose to win. Make a clear and conscious resolution not just to observe the fasts and prayers, but to also elevate every aspect of your life through intentional living. Let this Ramadan be the turning point, a moment of significant change that sets the course for a life lived with purpose, with clarity, and devotion. Let's not let this Ramadan pass as just another month. Let's make it a transformational month that sets a strong foundation for the rest of our lives. So, if you are ready to make this your best Ramadan yet. Let's do this together. Let's choose to win. Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak.